Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Brethren and sisters in Adelaide, Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. April 5, 1897. This letter is published in entirety in 9MR 353 to 357. Dear brethren and sisters in Adelaide, it is your privilege and duty to stand firmly in the faith. I wish you now to see that which I never meant to be made public. It will explain to you the reason of this wonderful apostasy. Brother Haskell, I think, has the matter in clear lines, written to Brother McCullough after he had received a special blessing at the Currumbong Bible Institute. Brother McCullough thanked me for reading this to him, but you can see plainly that if Satan had not power over his mind, he would not, dared not, have done the very things he was reproved for doing in Sydney. As he has poured out his tirade against me publicly, when I was not present to answer for myself, I think it just and right that his accusations shall be presented in writing or before others, that we may be able to answer them, point by point, and thus to disappoint the enemy in his determined efforts to accuse. See Revelation 12, verse 10 to 12. This accusing spirit will continue till the close of time, but let none suppose that the Holy Spirit prompts them to work out Satan's attributes. They are working under another leader. We have seen this acted over and over again in our experience. Adam was tempted in Eden. He yielded to a small temptation. Christ resisted a most powerful series of temptations. Adam fell from his integrity, and the floodgates of woe were opened to our world. Christ passed over the ground in human nature, and although tempted in all points as man is tempted, he stood and saved all who would receive him. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1, verse 12. Our Redeemer stood the test in man's behalf. He passed over the ground where Adam fell, and redeemed Adam's disgraceful failure and fall. The question now is, who is following the example of the first Adam? Who is standing firm as did our Redeemer to resist temptation? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 18. Brethren, give no place to the devil. Do all you possible can to break the deception that is upon Brother McCullough. Oh, that he would see how unwilling he has been to counsel with his brethren, or to be corrected in any way. His case is extremely perilous, because in his home there is a channel through whom the enemy works. I greatly desire that Brother and Sister McCullough shall be saved, but unless Sister McCullough shall see herself what manner of spirit she is of, she will be an hindrance to her husband. The Lord loves Brother McCullough because his soul is precious, but he will never excuse sin. If Brother McCullough will accept of the working of the Holy Spirit, the Lord will pardon him. He will take away his natural and hereditary tendencies. But God will not compel obedience from any soul. The Lord will work with him, if he will repent and be converted, and will give him his Holy Spirit, which will enable him to overcome and receive the overcomer's reward. I will say that there has not been a thing thought, said, or done against me, but that I will freely forgive. It was not against me, but against the Lord Jesus. And I do all in my power to confirm and strengthen in the faith our tempted brethren and sisters. A sinful disposition has led them astray, but Christ knows our every weakness. He will pardon their every transgression and sin, if they will put them away from heart and mind, and lay them upon the sin-bearer. Do not, I beseech of you, brother and sister McCullough, link yourselves up with Satan. Bind your souls up with God. I will do all in my power to help you, and the Lord has unlimited power for you. If you will come into right relationship with Him, He will make you light-bearers to others.
But what a terrible mistake you are making in changing leaders. What confidence can others have in you if you thus tear down that which you have advocated as truth? What dependence will be placed in your assertions that you now have the truth when you will not allow the Spirit of God to work with you? Our God is not yea and nay, but yea and amen in Christ Jesus. O turn ye, for why will ye die? I sent you the message of warning, which you did not heed, but resisted. You have tried to unsettle the faith of Brother Hawkins and of the entire church, and by speaking evil from house to house, you have become accusers of your brethren. In the place of heeding the admonitions given, you have resented them and have been at enmity with me. But it was not against me, but against the Lord, who gave me the message to give to you, both for your present and eternal good. I love your souls. I want you to be undeceived. I want you blind eyes to be opened. I want you to buy the white raiment of Jesus Christ and gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich. I plead with you, my brother, my sister, to do diligent work in repulsing the enemy. Resist him through Jesus Christ. Would you be as Can Write? The Lord is pitying you and would save you from such a fate. The Lord will accept you as His servant to help in saving souls if you will learn obedience by the things you have suffered. Hold still, watch and pray, and die to self. Let Him take hold of my strength and make peace with me, and He shall make peace with me. Isaiah 27, verse 5. I am so sorry for Brother Hawkins and his wife. Must he be bound up in your deceptions and deceived imaginations? Oh, consider that his blood will be upon your garments. I will pray that you both may come to a better mind. Oh, how Satan will work, the mystery of iniquity, Satan in the disguise of an angel of light. I have been shown that sleepless vigilance is the price of safety. The truth is still the truth. Not a peg of the principles of our faith have been moved or will be moved. Even though you and many others apostatize and turn from the precious light that has come to our world, you will not make truth error. Men will arise as they have done to inspire confidence in the faith once delivered in the saints. Of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Acts 20, verse 30. I tell you in the name of the Lord that you will be of this party, just as surely as Can Write and others have been, unless you receive the warnings and entreaties of the Spirit of God, and fall on the rock and are broken. Light is sown for the righteous, and truth for the upright in heart. See Psalm 97, verse 11. Thus saith the High and Lofty One, that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isaiah 57, verse 15. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Psalm 51, verse 17. I shall look anxiously for a letter from you. You can read this to Brother McCullough and Brother Hawkins. Do all in your power to save them, but if they will not hear, if they refuse to consider, then you just write out a careful statement of the facts, just as they are. There must be no exaltation of the men who will not be open and frank, and who will not consider all sides of the question. You will have to make clear statements, but we hope and pray that you will not be compelled to do this. Tell these brethren that the Lord has a complaint against them, which is not imaginary or trivial. Tell them that they have wounded Him who died to save them, and unless they shall break the snare and confess their sins and seek the forgiveness of God, they will feel His displeasure. Oh, that the love of God may melt the hearts of these men, that they may see how they have grieved the heart of Christ. Our God is a God of infinite tenderness, of sympathy, and inexpressible love, and in Jesus is revealed His heart of love. May the Lord give these brethren the repentance that needeth not to be repented of. I write this in haste. Sister Haskell and Sarah are laying the floor of the dining hall.